sexy angels. It's your best friend, Lala Kent.
With Jessica.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, before we talk about the reunion, we have to talk about the most important thing on my mind right now.
Wait, tell me. What?
You know Julie Fox, who's dating Kanye West?
Julia Fox? Julia. You said Julie.
Oh, Julia. Julia Fox.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. I just can't help but look at everything that's posted online and want to crawl under a table.
Tell us why. Tell us what you think about this relationship.
All right. This is what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. If Kanye West rolled up on me and said, I want to date you, I'd be like, fuck no. You dated Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I'm never going to date you.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian was your wife.
Right.
And the mother of your babies.
Yeah.
You just can't compete. So when I see this Julia, right?
Julia, yes.
Fox. And she's like got her stomach out and her like pant shoes that Kim K wears. And I want to tell her, like, stop.
Stop.
No more.
Do you think they're in a real relationship?
I haven't I'm not one of those people that like deep dives.
Right.
Like, you know, like I see them like touching each other and like holding hands.
Yeah.
But I did see one video of Kanye West. And by the way, I do not condone this. I don't like when men walk in front of women at all. It drives me crazy. But this just kind of solidified how I felt about their relationship, if it is one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kim and Kanye, it was like, Kanye, okay. And then it was like, that's Kim fucking Kardashian. Like, she just steals every single show. She's fucking Kim Kardashian. But it's Kanye West at the airport, and he's, like, doing something, talking to this guy, and he's, like, hauling ass. And Julia Fox is, like, trying so hard to like, not run.
To keep it sexy, but, like, speed walk.
And I was like, no, this is so bad.
Wait, I have to look that up.
It was, like, I think the video was Kanye was trying to stop a paparazzi's car from being towed. Or something.
Oh, which doesn't sound like him at all. I feel like he would get the paparazzi car towed.
Well, no. Right now, he wants to do is get photographed with Julia Fox and threaten Pete Davidson. All he wants to do. I love Kanye West, by the way.
Oh, my. Well, there we go. It's going to be the first time I ever disagree with Lala on her podcast, everyone. Despise Kanye West. I used to be obsessed with him back in the day, but at this point I'm like, ugh.
Like, no more.
Give me a oh my God. Everything about him, I'm like, ugh, give me a break.
I think I'm not like that because you know me. I'm kind of only in the Real Housewives world. Like,
right.
Unless you're a housewife. Like, I really don't know much about you. I'm going to be totally honest. Like, even Larsa Pippen, I was like, Larsa Pippen. And then she's on Real Housewives of Miami. I was like, motherfucking Larsa Pippen.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
So I want Julia Fox to just not.
It's really funny. I think it's I don't think it's real. I think it's a mutually beneficial relationship. I think she needed more.
How is he benefiting from it?
Well, I think she needed more eyes on her. She wanted, I mean, anyone would be like, oh, yeah, for the press. So she was in the movie. I'm sure she was in a lot of things, but she was in the movie, most notably Uncut Gems.
With Adam Sandler.
Did
I never
you see
saw
it?
No, I never saw it. Was
so
she good?
It's good. And she was good.
Oh.
But she was the role, the best way I can put it, she was the role you would think she would be. She's this hot.
Annoying.
Yeah, her like accent, like she's all of it.
Oh, she has an accent?
Does she
Where's she
accent?
From?
Well, now I'm thinking in my mind, she has a New York, like Brooklyn accent in the movie, but that might be totally wrong. And I'm not even going to Google it.
That's kind of hot. Maybe I should watch her in that to be less annoyed.
Yeah.
Because right now she's just some girl that like popped up that I desperately want to put self-tanner all over her body.
See, I watched
it. If you're going to expose that much of your stomach, we needs to put some Saint-Tropez on there.
Tan yourself up. No, I think that she gets the exposure. She gets I think I'm like a conspiracy theorist on this. I think she's getting paid for it.
Oh.
I think that Kanye West is getting, look at him. He's getting the press.
Right.
When he lost Kim, he still got a lot of press, but like Kim gets photographed everywhere.
Everywhere.
And then he lost Kim. And I think now he's getting like the amount at Paris Fashion Week, the amount of press coverage that they got was insane.
That's true. He's definitely everywhere. Like even when he was, when you're with Kim Kardashian, which I love because it's, here I am dragging Julie or Julia Fox.
Julie.
And then I'm like, female empowerment. I love that Kim K gets all the spotlight all the time. I definitely, the last two podcasts, I'm literally making no sense. That's okay though.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, definitely they're getting a ton of coverage from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But
he's doing his weird moon boots, wearing those bad boys everywhere.
It's like, it's almost like he's watching Napoleon Dynamite and being like, my new fashion icon, right?
Yes. And I just think I can't stand him.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, and you know what? Julia Fox, when I saw her in the movie Uncut Gems, I'm like, oh, this woman's awesome, badass. And then now that she's with Kanye, I've lost a lot of respect. Not that she gives a shit, but you know.
She's like, Jessica Walters doesn't have respect. Walters doesn't have any respect for me anymore. I've got to break up with Kanye West.
I cannot sleep at night. Sorry, Julie.
Okay. So that was the most important thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
The next thing is the reunion. It aired back to back, which that was crazy. I didn't realize they were going to do like Tuesday, Wednesday.
I know. Reunion. I didn't either. But how'd you feel about it?
You know, it was really funny for me to watch because people would say things and then I would like go to say something. Mm-hmm. And then I'd fall back and be like, I'm a little tired. You know,
you were over it before it started.
I was over it. But I've seen like a couple of memes that are like, Tom Sandoval and Ariana taking out their earpieces to ignore Lala. It was funny.
Wait, hold on. Earpieces. What do you mean?
Because I was virtual, so they had earbuds listening to me.
Oh, that's how it works. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Which, like, whenever they don't like something that someone's saying, like, it was perfect that I wasn't there because they could remove their earpieces. That was, like, the one little piece of power that they had, which was cute to watch. I actually loved it. I was like, oh, look how powerful you are. Oh, like, throw your earpiece. Yeah, you're mad. You're mad. and then there was another meme that this one made me laugh. Mm-hmm. It says like my quote saying someone should have told me about being, you know, creeped on.
Yeah.
And then it has four images of me like clapping at Raquel, calling her a Bambi-eyed bitch, me saying, you trying to get popped? And then it says, on what planet is Lala Kent approachable? It killed me. Granted, like all of those pictures that they used were from like my drinking days.
Right.
You know, and I've also matured a lot. Like I'm 31 years old and I don't get it popping as much as I used to. Like I said, I'm tired.
So you think overall, what are your overall thoughts about part one and two?
My overall thoughts on the reunion. Brock was... I was embarrassed for him. I was very embarrassed for him, the way that he was handling things on the reunion. With that being said, he sent me a very sweet message and said, you know, I had hurt him this season and he apologizes. It was very sweet. And, you know, I texted him back and just said, like, if anyone gets it, like, I get it. I react off of being hurt. And like, we're all good over here. Like right. I let things go. I can shake things off pretty quickly. I don't hold on to much, you know, I'll sit here and someone does something to me and I'll yap, yap, yap. And the second they say like, I'm sorry. I'm like, what even happened? Let's paint each other's toenails. Like I like forgive and forget.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I thought James was hilarious.
Really funny.
James is the most brilliant reality TV personality. Ever, because you watch him and you literally, like, it's like a camera isn't even on him.
Right.
The way he moves, the way he is talking, and it's like he really doesn't see the camera at all.
Which is like everything you want.
Everything you want.
Star. Yeah.
Like, you watch him and you see the veins. You see, you know, for me, like, yes, I maneuver with filming and whatever, but like, I'm aware of my angles.
Yeah.
Not all the time. This season, I was like laying on the couch while Sandoval got his makeup done. And I was like, Lala, lift your head up, girl. You got a lot of chins happening. You're not looking your best. That's what happens when I get too comfortable and I'm like, it's reality TV, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I watch it back and I'm like, shoot.
No.
Why did you decide to stuff yourself into that denim look?
I loved
3 months
denim
after
look.
Having a baby.
Loved the denim look. I remember you being like, oh, the denim look. And then I saw it and I'm like, what is this girl talking about? I was like, she's working it.
But no, that's my own insecurity. But yeah. Whatever. I mean, the reunion I thought was great.
Wait, I have a question about James and Raquel, because you brought up James.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that everything had kind of gone south before and you were just acting like?
Not even a little bit.
Really?
Not even a little bit. I was texting Sheena and I was like, I'm freaking out. Like, I'm not allowed to come to the reunion because I had a COVID exposure. I didn't ever get COVID, by the way. And she was like, James and Raquel, like, James is on 10 and Raquel seems very down. And I was like, that's weird. But no one told us anything. And they certainly didn't tell us. Until they were on camera.
And you guys all found out. Because I'm like looking at your reactions and I was like, if they all knew before, they're like brilliant actors.
Yeah. And I think so. The people who were actually in studio knew before and they weren't allowed to tell us because they had started filming. I mean, literally, I found out that I had been exposed to COVID Friday morning. The car was in my driveway ready to pick me up.
I remember.
And they just sat there for hours waiting for me to come down. That was probably
8 a.m.
Yeah, 8 a.m.
Yeah. And you were up. I'm just saying this because I was like, Lala had the longest day that day because Lala was up by like 5.
Well, I was doing my own glam.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. If I didn't like it, I wanted to have time to switch it up.
Yeah.
You know? And then at 3 o'clock is when we started. They were like, you absolutely can't come.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a crew come and drop things off. And then you had to set everything up.
They dropped it off in front of the door, you guys. I'm the least technologically savvy person ever. And I set up the whole thing. Granted, it was like a laptop and like a microphone, but I did it.
You did it. I couldn't have done it. There were cords everywhere. Yeah. And we started at 3. So by the time they told us, like on the virtual end, that they had broken up, like, yes, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I was also exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I had been dealing with so much.
Yeah.
I was ready to like share my truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is so sad.
Yeah.
That James, but also kind of amazing. I mean, what are the fucking chances of James and I being the most buck wild together?
Right.
Like, we were so fun.
Yeah.
Settling down. And then we're like, we don't feel like doing this anymore. Bye, bitch. You know?
What are the odds? Wild.
And now here we are. And he posted something of him like holding hands with a girl on his Instagram. It popped up on my breaking news. My mom's breaking news.
No, Lala, I screenshotted it
Zoomed in and stuff?
Yeah, well, I screenshotted it because I'm like, I'm going to show this to Lala tomorrow. And then I forgot.
Yeah, but don't worry. My mom has breaking news. And that was on there. I texted him. I was like, yo, kid, who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this? And he told me. He was like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you guys. That's my boy. Just like it, when I tell him who I'm doing fun stuff with.
Yeah.
He's not going to tell anybody either.
I love it.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably because there's going to be too many names to remember that I'm doing fun stuff with.
I love that.
Rock them up, Jess.
If Vanderpump Rules is picked up for another season, now that the season's over.
Yeah.
What do you foresee next season being? Like, you and Jay, come on. I'm tuning in to see what Lala and James are doing. That's
it's gonna
just
be James
the
and Lala's dating show, obviously. I'm gonna parade these fine men onto this show like little show ponies. I'm just kidding. I'm totally not like that. I say that I am, and then I'm like, no, I really like him. I'm protecting him.
That'll be good. That'll be good. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
No, James and I are gonna get buck wild.
Yeah.
With our sparkling water,
our
fine little people that we're gonna bring in and out.
Yeah.
Even if they're not on camera, it's like this summer is going to be the GOAT.
Right.
I just know it.
I know too. I can feel it.
Yeah. So the reunion, I thought, was great from what I can remember.
Well, good.
You know?
Yeah.
With that being said, do we have voicemails?
We have voicemails.
I want this episode to be the voicemail episode.
That's fun because we have a good amount.
All right. So when we come back, I'm going to grace you guys with these amazing voicemails. And I want you to remember to call me at 1-866-LALAPOD to share all of your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
We're back. We just landed from outer space. The Give Them Lala podcast, the voicemail episode. Jess, can we roll the first one, please?
Rolling the voicemails.
Hi, Lala. I'm calling all the way from Canada. My name's Alana, and I'm a huge fan of yours. Love the podcast. We have a lot in common. We're the same age. We are both newly single mamas. And my question for you is, what is the best advice you can give me and all the other women currently going through this? For how the best ways you are helping yourself to move on, to move forward, to be productive. As you know, this is such a hard process, and I am trying to navigate myself the best way possible. But some extra tips and tricks of anything that's worked for you would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Oh, my love. I mean, cheers to the single moms.
Cheers.
Right?
Yeah.
Superheroes.
Literal superheroes.
Like, we're out in these streets representing, and I am proud of us. I think the most important thing is practicing self-care. You know, I like my days to be productive. I don't like to sleep in. Obviously, I can't sleep in because I have a baby. And having a to-do list. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really have much time to kind of sit and wallow in what was going on. Like, I had to keep moving. You know, I have bills to pay. I was moving like my life was flipped upside down in a matter of seconds, mm-hmm. you know? So for me, I think that was extremely helpful to know, like, I have to work. If you aren't a working mom, then getting outside, planning walks. Like, the other day, I was feeling like I just wanted to stay in bed that day. You know, we're allowed to have those moments. And I didn't allow myself to. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going on a freaking hike.
Yeah.
And it snapped me right out of it. So I think going outside, having a to-do list, making time for your girlfriends, and just getting out of, like, the shit that we're in. My biggest thing is the mind is a very powerful thing. And if you allow your mind to take you to a dark place, you have to know if your mind is powerful enough to do that. Your mind is also powerful enough to bring you out of it.
Ooh.
No one ever focuses on that side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the mind is a powerful thing. It can put you in a hole. Well, if it's powerful enough to put me in a hole, then it sure as fuck powerful enough to pull me on out. Right?
That's so true.
Yes. So when I get into those zones, I'm trying very hard to shift my mindset. Like, no, you will not break today. We're going to keep it moving. Because for me, it's not so much about the loss of that person. Like, I feel free. I feel liberated. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shift in things.
Yeah.
You know, people get comfortable. And even if you're not happy, it's kind of like a job. You're unhappy at a job, but you're nervous to leave because it's all you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're out, you're like, oh my God, I'm so free with. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Free, but.
It's change.
It's change, and it might be holy shit. Like, especially if you were in that job for a long time.
Yes.
And you had, like, you know, all you were comfortable.
Right.
But unhappy, and you leave, and then it's like, oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. Oh my God, because you're used to doing the same thing all the time. And when you venture out into something new, new challenges present themselves. And sometimes new challenges are scarier than you just being unhappy every day, but you were used to that. So it was like something that became normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So remember, give your mind some credit. We're much stronger than we think. Like, talk yourself out of that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind can talk you out of it, just like it can talk you into it.
Your mind is so powerful.
Mind over matter, my grandmama always said.
Well, thank God for grandmama.
Yeah, because she'd say, you feel sick? Pretend like you don't feel sick. And I was like, holy shit, I don't feel sick anymore.
It's actually crazy. You know, you can think yourself into being sick. People do it a lot.
I did it all the time in school. I was like, I need myself to get a headache right now to skip this test. What's the next one?
All right, next one.
Hi, Lala. My name is Becca. I'm from Santa Barbara, California. And your podcast is entertaining as fuck, and I want to thank you for giving me something new to listen to every week. And not only that, but something that's insightful and something that I can relate to. I'm sure everyone appreciates that as well. My question, this has been living rent-free in my mind for so long. You mentioned in an interview that you broke through a hurricane-proof window, and I'm just really, really curious about how the hell that happens. Explain how a small, beautiful woman like you can do that. I'd really like to know. Thank you. And maybe I'll hear the answer eventually. Cool. Thank you.
Becca, I love this question. And I actually talk about this in my book. I'm still very confused how I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember, like, I talk about my drunken days often. I feel like they're important to talk about because so many people around me, when I diagnosed myself as an alcoholic and came out as that, they were like, you don't have a drinking problem. What are you talking about? And it was like, well, let me share some stories with you, because these stories led up to my rock bottom, which ultimately led me to being sober for over 3 years now. All right. Mm-hmm. So I have to pay respect to my messy days, because without them, I wouldn't be here right now. The hurricane-proof glass window. I just remember I have very strong legs.
Yes, obviously.
And I don't know if it was where the heel hit the glass window, mm-hmm. but it hit like where like the frame of the door and then the glass. Does that make sense?
Where
so it wasn't a window. It was like a door, like a glass door. Mm-hmm. And where they meet, that's where the crack started, and it did not shatter. It was a perfect circle.
Stop. Wait, the glass just blew out.
It didn't blow out at all. Oh. It was just a crack. It was, but it didn't shatter. It just had a perfect like break, a perfect circular break. But the window was still there. It needed to be replaced.
Oh.
But like they have those windows for hurricanes.
When I read it in your book, no lie, I pictured this window getting smashed out and then you just gracefully like stepping through the part that you smashed out.
Oh, that would be so much more entertaining. No, unfortunately, it was just like I kicked it. I didn't go through it. There was no shattering. There was no big bang from the glass. It was just like a perfect hairline circular crack.
Okay, so you must have hit it just right.
Just right with my black Christian Louboutin. And I was fully naked.
That's what they're made for.
That's what they're made for. I mean, can I tell you now, though, in my sober state of mind and 31 and with a baby, like, I would never do that.
Yeah, no shit.
There's so much that I look back on that I've done and I'm like, I can't even process it.
No.
Like back in the day, season 4, I like pushed Kristen Doty.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I was like, I cannot even fathom walking up to someone and shoving them. Like, what the fuck?
See, but that's what happened. You're sober now. You're a different person.
I'm a different person. And thankfully, like, I'm happy about my evolution. Like, I'm all about it. And I mean, it made for great television. That's, you know?
Wait, was the hurricane-proof glass smash on Vanderpump?
No, that was not smash on Vanderpump.
Okay.
That was on our off-season in Florida.
Did you have a moment, though, where you saw that you did that? Because I would, and be like, oh, I'm kind of badass. Like,
no, but I looked at my these, like, scrawny legs, and I was like, what the fuck? You know? Like, how'd you do that?
How'd you do that?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Wild.
Lucky I have strong legs like my mother.
You guys, the past like 4 days, Lala has had this energy that I don't know. It's like
just a little euphoric.
Yeah, it's like happy and quirky, and she's like a stand-up comedian all of a sudden. I'm like, who are you? I want to bottle it up.
It's probably called delirium.
Probably.
Is that the word?
Delirium.
Delirium, where you're like so tired and you get no sleep at night?
Yes.
That's
delirium.
Me. Yeah, oh, that's okay. Me. Okay, so, next voicemail.
Hey, Lala. It's Caroline from North Carolina here. I just wanted to see if you would ever start doing maybe an advice segment on your podcast where people could write in with their problems. I feel like you would give some really woke advice, and I know I could sure use it sometimes. Anyway, I hope you're doing well with everything. You and Ocean are the cutest. I love you both so much. All right, bye.
Caroline from North Carolina. I love that you said woke advice.
I know.
Not necessarily good.
Just woke.
But woke. That's what cool kids say now.
I know.
Do they still say that?
Woke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Who knows? Who
For
knows?
So long, everyone was like, YOLO, I'm so woke. And I was like, what?
What?
Like a 90-year-old. That's actually a great idea. I mean, my advice just comes from what I've personally been through and just like the mindset that I try to stay in, because I'm not always great at practicing what I preach.
Mm-hmm.
Great at preaching. Not so great at the practicing. You know, it's kind of like, do your homework. And then, like, you never did your homework when you were a kid. You know, like, when you're a mom and you're, like, telling your, like, read the book that your teacher told you to read. And you know good and goddamn well, like, you didn't read the book.
You cliff note at best.
At best.
At best.
Walk me into Barnes & Noble and find me that, like, little thing that translates Shakespeare into layman's terms. And then when you go to test, it's all Shakespeare. And you're like, I might have fucked up. Right?
Whoops. Yeah.
So that's what the equivalent to what I do, I guess. No, that's a great idea. We should have like a section of the podcast, like every so often, where it's like, write in with your problems and let me try to teach you the ways. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I kind of feel like that's a little bit what the voicemail thing is. But,
the voicemails are bomb because, yes, that is. Thank you, Jessica. It's actually literally. What I'm doing right now.
What are we doing here? What's going on? No.
I mean, it's hard for me because, like, during the reunion even, Andy was asking me, like, what red flags did Brock show to you? And I was like, I think we can all agree that I'm not an expert at red flags. So I am going to plead the fifth on this one. Can we move on? Like, torturous.
Yeah. Yeah. But now you are an expert. You're an expert.
I'm too much of an expert because now when people write in with their relationship problems or call into the podcast, right as they say anything, I'm like, leave him.
Right.
Run.
You might be a little too quick. You'll find a happy medium.
Happy medium. I'm going to find like the best dude ever where like there's little things he does where it's like, okay, that's annoying. Not necessarily a red flag. Right now, I'm like, everything is a red flag.
Right.
Run away.
Right. You know? Like, Lala, my husband burned the chicken. Leave him.
Leave him. What was he doing? Was he on his phone? Was he on his phone when it burned? What is he doing on his phone?
Red flag. Get out.
That's exactly what it is. So we'll give me some time to simmer on down.
That's smart.
All right. We're going to take a short break. And then I want to come back with more voicemails because this is the voicemail episode. So remember to call me at 1-866-LALA-POD. We'll be right back. The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50% to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/lala.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
We're back.
That was beautiful.
What is in this Perrier? Freshly popped and giving me all the fizz.
All the fizz.
Feels. Sorry.
Fizz made sense, though.
That's so funny. All right, Jessica, what's the next voicemail, boo?
Okay.
Hi, Lala. This is Atishi. I'm calling from Atlanta. Love you. Love how strong you are and how you take every punch, whether to the chin or to the gut, as a learning opportunity and a reason to get stronger. And so I've noticed just every time I listen to the podcast, you're always giving so much to us, to your listeners and to your followers and fans. And my question for you is, with your upcoming tour, a lot of us are coming to see you and meet you like I am, and I would love to know, what can we do to support you and give back to you and help you feel just that extra rush of love and support, because you've gone through so much, and I know a lot of us would just love to help give back to you as well. Love you. You're amazing. Give Ocean my love. And see you soon. Bye.
That was like the sweetest voicemail I've ever heard, ever.
I know.
I mean, yes, I have been through it the past few months. But I feel like on this tour, just people showing up is going to be enough for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been the type of person where it's like, I'm just looking for like quality time. I'm looking for you to share your experiences, for us to bond over and talk about. And that for me is like the ultimate support system. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You could also bring me a Birkin bag. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I just want this night to have like an impact on people.
Right.
You know, and that doesn't necessarily mean like I want you to leave feeling like you just went to church, mm-hmm. or went to a, what's that guy's name?
What guy?
Who gets stuck on the elevator with Shallow Hal.
Shallow, what?
Have you seen the movie Shallow Hal? Wants a Gal?
Yes.
What the? Tony Robbins?
Oh, Tony Robbins. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Like, that's not what I mean by it being impactful. Like, you coming in and I just performed a Tony Robbins ceremony.
Ceremony.
You know? But, like, I want you to come in. I want you to have a drink. I want you to bring a book if you want it signed. I want to, like, get you a good buzz. I want you to laugh your ass off. I want you to sit here and, like, you want me to call somebody? Like, did someone do you dirty and they need to get a phone call from Lala? Like, have them on speed dial, motherfucker, because we're calling them up.
How fun is that? Lala just teased a segment that she came up with, you guys.
Was I supposed to do that, Jess?
No, but let's keep it in because that is spicy.
Ooh.
That's, You can. You don't have to go into details, but you guys...
No, that's what I want to do. I want it to be like, oh my gosh, that was the best night ever. I feel so good. And like, I also feel like tomorrow at work, my boss could roll up on me and be like, you need to do this. And be like, fuck you.
Lala's going to get everyone losing their jobs. Everyone's
I don't want that.
No,
I don't want that at all. But you know what I mean? Like, I want you to leave feeling euphoric. Like
euphoric
how I've been feeling.
And confident.
I know. So that's what they could give to me. They could show up. They can catch a good buzz. Mm-hmm. And like, I need them to be on fire.
On fire.
This is not a tour for the weak.
No,
all right?
It's not. No.
I need you to show up. I need you to make that eye contact. I need you to laugh. I need you to put your two cents in. You better come ready to participate, because this isn't where you're sitting back to enjoy a show. Like, yes, that's what we're going to do. But like, we're hanging out.
Yep. I know. It's going to be awesome. She's like down to like, she's like, I'm going to be talking to them. I'm like, Lala,
yes, they're my friends.
Like, Lala, this is like your show. She's like, no, it's our show.
It's our show. Me and my people.
Yes.
I need people to come unfiltered because we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best time ever.
I know.
Should we tell people where we're going first?
Let's do it.
All right. We are starting the Give Them Lala brand new tour in Irvine, California. Then we will be in Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater, Orlando, Hotlanta, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeehaw.
Houston, Austin, and Dallas.
Yes.
When I hit these places up, if you think I'm not going to be patrolling for some fines.
Oh.
I am. All right. Next voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, Lala. My name's Joe. I listen to your podcast every Wednesday, and I love it. I was wondering if during a time that's really difficult, like the one you're going through now, how many of your, quote, friends have you had to stop being friends with? how many of them have showed their true colors, and how do you deal with the loss of a relationship and potentially the loss of some of your friends? I hope you guys are having a great time, and I love the podcast. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
I love this question. I don't know if I've addressed this on the podcast before, on this podcast. I know I have addressed it, but we did a podcast after we filmed the reunion, and I said no one reached out to me, only Raquel did, and I like fixated on this like one point in time, which was after the reunion, and I did address this on Watch What Happens Live, but I want to say this. My group of friends that are on the show, so they're my cast members and my friends, have been very supportive, beyond, like extremely. And I feel badly that during that moment, doing that podcast after the reunion, that I fixated on like, just like my emotions were running so high, I probably should have taken a step back. And
but now we all know, we saw you, you were very emotional.
Very emotional.
So yeah.
Beyond. That group has been absolutely incredible. I mean, Tom has yet to even acknowledge what I'm going through, Tom Sandoval, but I wouldn't expect anything less. I take him for who he is. I ask him about his bar. We talk about him a lot. It's fine, whatever. And then Ariana, you know, I sometimes don't think she knows how to approach me, and maybe that's my fault, but the rest of the group, they've been like, all hands on deck. What do you need? I'll drop everything for you. That's important to say. This point in time also, like, I look forward to people showing their true colors. Mm-hmm. I look forward to burning the bridge with people who do not deserve to be in my presence. Have I had to do that? Not really. I've actually gained, I have more friends around me now than I had before all of this happened.
Yeah.
Like, people have just like really stepped up for me, and you know, showing true colors can come in both forms. It can be like, I've seen your true colors and you're a shitty person, or like, holy shit, you really are a 10 and I need you around. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of that. So I think when you go through a difficult time like this, for me, I don't have time.
Yeah.
If you are displaying like you're torn in between the two, I'll make it easy for you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Because this is actually real easy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's two sides. You can come over here or you choose otherwise. And if that's the case, then your true colors have shown and I don't want you anywhere near me. Mm-hmm. Don't call me. Don't talk about me. Leave my name at your mouth. Go away.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoy burning bridges right now.
Yeah.
It's very productive. I also thoroughly enjoy building them.
So we're on both sides.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I feel that way, is because like my support system is strong. Mm-hmm. Like I don't have new people around me.
Right.
Like I have the soldiers, you know?
Yeah.
Who've been with me for a long time.
Tried and true.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. So then...
Did this, I answer the question?
I think
all?
You did. No, I think you definitely did. I'm curious because so you're blessed. You've had a lot of people, like you just said, your soldiers, tried and true. You haven't really had to say bye-bye to anyone. But I am curious, have you ever been in a situation, just for people who have gone through this? Because I've been in that situation. I have a boyfriend. I dated a guy for 4 years and we all had like, this isn't the guy I'm with now. This was
right,
forever
different
ago.
Guy.
Yeah, but... same friend. We all ended up, I made friends with his friends. He made friends with my friends. And when we broke up, it was a difficult breakup. It wasn't one of those like, oh, we just mutually, it was bad. It was dramatic. And then I was in this weird position where I'm like, well, can I reach out to his friends? No. If they see me, that like some of them would see me at the bar and turn around. Like, what do you feel about that? Like friends, I mean, are you in the same boat? It's like, yeah, bye. If you don't want to talk to me, and or is it something you should reach out to those people? Hey, I know it's weird. We broke up, but I really still want to be your friend.
If they were people that we met with each other,
mm-hmm.
then which was rare. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that we had any friends that we like met together and yeah. we were coupled up together.
Right.
It was either like my group of friends or his. I couldn't even name one of his friends, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, there's not really any.
Yeah.
So that was easy. It was like, well, there ain't nobody to reach out to. It just right. is what it is. And then with my friends, you know, if they felt like they wanted to communicate with him, then I don't need to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm very transparent, right? Mm-hmm. Like, whether it's this situation or past situations, I let you know what I need from you as a friend. If you can't provide that, there are going to be times where it's like, I've accepted you for exactly who you are. Now you have to do the same for me. If we can both do that, then we move on as a friend group.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets deep like this, like, I'll be honest, let's say Jax and Britt broke up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking Brittany. I think we all are.
Right.
They're not going to break up, but let's just say they did.
Yeah.
Brittany.
Is there a world, though, where you stay friends with both of them? If they're both okay with it, are you staying? Or does it feel weird to you personally? And you're like, you know what? No, I just don't want to. I'd rather pick a side. Or is there a world where you're like, we're all friends?
Is there a world where people break up and it's and like, then, we still love each other. Let's hang out. Because if that's the case, then you guys can be broken up, but we're still all hanging out together.
Right.
Right? This is like an episode of Friends.
Yeah.
Where it's like, Ross and Rachel break up. They still all hang out together.
Yeah.
But in the real world, that's not how it works.
No.
All right? I'm going to assume that it's not a great breakup, and I'm going to see Brittany.
Okay.
You know?
And I choose Brittany. So right. There's that. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
These are my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
We have babies.
Yeah.
Again, Jax and Brittany are not breaking up. That was just an example of picking.
Don't
and even
run
Jax
with it.
Knows. We've all told him, like, we're always going to pick Brittany.
Well, she's great. If you do have a story, a very interesting like story like that, who do they call, Lala?
Oh, they call 1-866-LALAPOD. Yes, I want to know. Like, have you ever gone through a breakup and then you've been... Whether it's you've had other people have to pick sides or you've had to pick sides.
Yeah.
Because what if the two people, like in my situation, it's pretty fucking easy whose side you're going to pick, all right? Like a no-brainer.
Right.
But what if the two people are like really dope? Which in most cases, I'm sure that it's like, oh, but I like both of them are really great people.
Well, it happens a lot. It happened to a friend of mine and it was awkward for a little bit. I was friends with both of them and she would say, this is weird, but they would text and say, are you going to this party? They would text me, is blah, blah, blah going? And then if they were, they would just avoid it. Whoever, yes, she's here or yes, she's coming. Okay, well, then I'm not going. And it was just until they felt cool. It was like a year and a half and then they could be around each other. But yeah, it was just kind of like avoiding each other.
Sometimes I think that's the healthier way to go.
It's all depends. It's all relative. There's no healthier, not healthier. There's just your experience, you know?
Perspective.
And you know what? I think we should end this on a positive note, Lala.
Tell me how to do that.
I want to know two things. I want to know first how you're currently feeling in this moment. And second, what you're thankful for in this very moment.
I'm like so happy right now, which is weird because I've had the longest day ever.
Yeah.
But I'm like very happy. Mostly probably actually I know for sure because my little brother comes into town tonight.
Yay!
I'm going to go swoop him from the airport. Going to hit up an AA meeting on Zoom.
Yay, Easton.
My most favorite meeting on Zoom because it's Thursday.
Yay!
Just
kidding.
Well, it's
Wednesday.
My most favorite Zoom meeting that I go to all week. And then I'm just going to like enjoy my kid.
Yeah.
What I'm thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
I am thankful for you, my mama, mm-hmm. My family, my friend group. But I'm also very thankful for my strength, my mind, all of that. Because there are moments that I wake up and I start questioning, like, how am I not drowning? Like, you know, how am I feeling like I'm not drowning? Like, I feel so great.
Yeah.
So I, even though I question it, I have to remind myself, don't question this lot. Like,
yeah.
Just relish in these moments, because wherever the strength is coming from, and I have to remember, the strength is coming from within me.
Yeah.
Like, why do I question that shit?
Mm-hmm.
As if it's coming from anywhere else.
Yeah.
Strength is coming from me and what I'm trying to do during my day, whether I'm pulling from the universe, my higher power, my kid right in front of me. Like, I'm good, dude. I'm healthy. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm strong. Like, I'm going to take on the motherfucking world.
You are.
And so are you guys.
There. See, that was the positive note we were looking for. Period.
Point blank. I love you guys so freaking much. Like, I do. This podcast was so fun. I love doing the voicemails. I want to remind you again, if you have not gotten your tickets to the Give Them Lala brand new tour, you can get them at givethemlive.com. I want to remind you to call me on the phone, 1-866-LALAPOD. I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoy this episode. I promise I'll come back from outer space soon. We will catch you next week.
Hi, Lala. This is Brittany from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No question, really. I just really wanted to call to say how much you inspire young women like me. And I really appreciate everything you put out there and just your realness on the show and everything that you have no trouble discussing with your viewers. I appreciate your strength and your vulnerability. And I'm just such a huge fan. And I just wanted to give you a quick shout out and some love. And I'm just happy to know you as a fan and just wanted to say that. Hope all is well. And thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much, my loves. To everyone who has already called in to leave us messages, please keep them coming because we love hearing from you. Call us anytime at 866-LALAPOD. That is 866-LALAPOD. I mother effing love you.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.